This is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr. We are in the North Dakota Corn Grower Studio, and it's that time of the show where we usually reach out to a county agent. And we might do that today, except Kelsey Hoffman, NDSU Extension, Cass County, is now the new general manager of the North Dakota Winter Show. So congratulations, Kelsey.
Thanks, Mick.
You're very welcome. So this is awesome that we have somebody deeply embedded and, you know, just come from good, solid farming background and in southeast North Dakota, and now you are going to shepherd the North Dakota Winter Show into the future. That's
yes.
Great.
Yes. It'll be fun.
Yeah, it will be. All right. So let's see, two weeks on the job, or how long?
We're going into week three.
Week three now. All right. So you've rattled the cage and made major changes, or not just yet?
Not quite yet. No, we've been busy here at the facilities with multiple activities. My first week here, we had a North Dakota Quarter Horse Show that happened on Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday, and we had a great turnout from participants from all over North Dakota and Minnesota, so it was a lot of fun to meet those individuals. And then last weekend, we had our North Dakota High School Rodeo here over the weekend, so we had a lot of fun events. Starting on Friday night, we had the Rain Cow Horse Division. Saturday, we had a full performance. Saturday night, we had a cutting division, and then Sunday, we had a full performance again, too, so we were able to run both in the outside and in the indoor arena, so it was a lot of fun to see those kids from all across the state. We had individuals from all four corners. Over 130 participants came into Valley City for that this past weekend. So it's been a lot of fun.
All right. Then the state high school rodeo, do the winners like move on to a national or not?
Yep. So they attend high school rodeos across the state, both in the fall and in the spring of the year. And they gather up points. And then they go into the high school finals there in June in Bowman, North Dakota, and then the top four in each event will get to go on to the nationals each summer. So it's a lot of fun. Those kids are participating all year long for those events.
All right, super. That's another example of, hey, farm kids and who are involved, especially in livestock, are tough and smart and good and healthy.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think other than the North Dakota Winter Show in early March every year, you're probably most famous for the North Star Classic in December. But you've got some more events even before that.
Correct. We have another horse show here in October, October 13th and 14th. We have the Great Midwest Horse Show. So that's going to be another big horse show that will be moving into Valley City that weekend. A lot of the same participants that have been at our horse shows throughout the summer months, but it's kind of their last little hurrah for the year. So it's a lot of fun to get to see those participants again.
Indeed. All righty. And then for the North Star Classic, the dates on that are December?
They're going to be November 28th through December 2nd.
All righty. So
we're going to add a fun little event on Wednesday night. We're going to kick off North Star with a ranch rodeo here at the Winter Show facilities. And then on Thursday night, we'll have a dinner show up at the Eagles again. And then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday will be the cattle shows.
Awesome. All right. That's a fabulous event, high class. And it's called the North Star Classic. And so it's pretty cool. All right. Let's see. Oh, so the Winter Show, which will take place, as always, early March.
Yep, March 5th through the 10th.
Any news on that? Any announcements or anything?
Not quite yet. We'll be getting ready to make those announcements here within the next month on what our entertainment will be and kind of what our game plan will be for that week. So it's a lot of excitement. We're going to go back to the six-day show. So we're going to be packing a lot of fun events in there for individuals to come up and really get to see the winter show and, you know, take part of on all those different activities.
Yeah, it's been around since the 30s, I believe. 1938 was the first one?
37.
I wasn't around then, although, some people might have think of it, but it's got a great, great history and a lot of legacy there. So let's build it back up again and make it something wonderful.
Exactly.
All righty, Kelsey Hoffman, again, congratulations as the it's general manager, what is your official title?
Manager of the North Dakota Winter Show.
All righty. Well, again, congrats, and hey, we'll be checking in with you regularly here through the winter.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. We'll talk to you. Have a good weekend.
Bye.
Bye now.